And I'm convinced that you people are convinced about the importance of the home. And although not much has been said thus far in these meetings about the home is a very important part of the church. A very, very important part. So we like to sing a song about the home. We also like to give you a gift to those who are interested in the home, something to help you, to remind you of your commitment to each other as husbands and wives and fathers and mothers. We have this little poster. It's in the back there at the bulletin board with the promises on that for husbands to their wives and wives to their husbands. It's free. It's yours just for the taking. If you're interested in a good home, why, it's our gift to you to encourage you from day to day. It's the promises that I believe Brother Denny talked about. I got them from him. I'm not sure if they're original with him or where he got them somewhere else, but they're free to you for the taking then, and you may help yourself to them.
Lord, give us Christian homes, homes where the Bible is loved and taught, homes where the Master's will is sought, homes crowned with beauty Thy love hath wrought. Lord, give us Christian homes. Lord, give
He will take care of you. To the north, far ye lands, shall the Lord with gladness come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Unto his gates of thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Bless his name. The Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
That has mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Greetings from Lewistown, Montana. Sure is good to be back again and be together and sing together. And you know, when you're all alone for a while, it sure is lifts your spirits and lifts your heart again when you're together in a crowd like this. Also, I want to bring you greetings from Roundup, Flat Willow Congregation, Flat Willow Colony. They wish you God's blessing also.
If I can smile when my heart is crying, if I can sing though the melody is old, if I can keep just one tear from falling, then Jesus comes and he fills my heart with joy. If I can love when the world stops loving, if I believe when the world believe no more. If I forgive when my friends forsake me, then Jesus comes and he fills my heart with joy. If I will trust when the world is doubting, if I will pray,
faithfulness to us. We'd just like to sing a little song of thankfulness to the Lord.
We thank you for your love. We thank you for your care. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you
to be a saint too.
There was a drought in the land of Israel. There was a spiritual drought in the land of Israel. In fact, Elijah, the man of God, thought he was the only man left, or practically the only man, that was not worshiping idols. And he went to Ahab, the king, the key figure who was responsible for the drought, the spiritual drought. And he said, "There's not going to be any rain until I announce it." And he left as suddenly as he had come. And it went just like he said it would. And of course, after some months and years of no rain, Ahab started hunting for Elijah, but he couldn't find him. God hid him from Ahab. And we won't go through the whole story, but when he did get back to Ahab, he said that there's going to be rain. And of course, we know about the contest between the prophets of Baal and Elijah, and how God heard Elijah's prayer. And the main part of this account that I want to think of is when Elijah was praying for rain, and when he got on his knees with his face between his knees and earnestly prayed that God would send rain, and nothing happened. What do you do? Well, he prayed again. And I guess I'm thinking probably many of us in this room have been praying for a spiritual outpouring of God's Spirit upon the church of our generation. And let's not stop. He's going to do it. And we don't want to give up. Elijah's God is still living today.
There was a man in olden days, Elijah was his name. Because the sin did so abound, he prayed and stopped the rain. And for 3 years or more, we're told, they never had a shout. For God in heaven answered then Elijah's prayer of power. Elijah's God still lives today, oh blessed be his name. And when his children to him pray, he answers still the same. If he controls the universe, all things obey his word. And when the dead we call on him, our humble prayer is heard. He gathered all the priests of Baal to call upon their God. They cried to him the whole day long, he answered not a word. But when Elijah called on God before the people there, the Lord sent down the fire from him because he heard his prayer. Elijah's God who lives today, oh blessed be his name. And when his children to him pray, he answers still the same. Yes, he controls the universe, all things obey his word. And when by death we call on him, our humble prayer is heard. Then into the top of Carmel's mount the holy prophet went, and prayed unto the Lord again, that rain once more descend. He poured his heart out to his God, nor was his prayer in vain. The clouds again in heaven were seen, God sent a mighty rain. Elijah's God still lives today, oh blessed be his name. And when his children to him pray, he answers still the same. Yes, he controls the universe, all things obey his word. And when by faith we call on him, our humble prayer is heard. Prepare ye the way of the peace.
up a standard, lift up a standard,
lift up a standard among the people.
Oh, testimonies? And all women? All right, let's go to the next song. 861
861. My heart was distressed, in hope and proud.
Nobody has a testimony. There, a brother does. I was going to say, if nobody does, maybe we should have a confession.
The Lord has brought me up out of the miry clay, not only once, but several times. He brought me out of the miry clay one night at 2 o'clock. I didn't even know that you called it being born again, but I know today that that is what it was, that I became born again. And I saw Jesus Christ as my personal Savior when I saw that I was lost. And I turned to the Lord, and He gave me the Holy Spirit. But He also lifted me out of the miry clay in the last year again. And it's something I see that many people are affected with today. The miry clay of looking at other people's faults, getting our eyes off of Jesus, and trying to feed on other people's faults, and we get our feet down in the miry clay. Praise the Lord, He's brought me out by God of the miry
Amen.
Clay.
Amen.
Put a new song in my heart today.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, let's have our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And what He's done for us. Instead of on other people's faults, if we feed on other people's faults, we die. It's just like trying to live on salt. you try to live on salt, brothers and sisters, you're going to die. And but if you live on the Lord Jesus Christ, there's going to be a joy of salvation, and then we'll know what it means when the song that says, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen. Do we have another selection? 589. Thank you.
first.
Going through our time.
teachers in their life. These are church to go to. This is family. We're all here. We're all seeing the grace of God. We're all rejoicing in the Lord. But there are people who see that can't rejoice, won't rejoice, and why should they? There's nothing to rejoice about. The word is to gather together the children of God. They fight among each other and say, this is my turf, this is my ground. You fight over it. It's like animals. And you know what? But they are like animals. Why? Where are the churches? When I was a kid, where were the churches? Huh? When I was a child, growing up in the gang and fighting, where are the churches? Where other people say they are the children of God, and they come to love. But tell you today, where are the churches? Where are the children of love? There are kids in your area. There are kids in the big cities. There are thriving. We're just too late to survive. Now you got a bigger problem now. Now you have adults. You have no home. No food to eat. Where are the churches? And think of the grace we have today. In my own life. Even when I was
Thank you. 1 John 1, 9. I know that experience very well. I'd just like to say that I'll have to go back to some people and apologize again for the things I intend to do. I'd like to say we're sorry. I'd like to personally get involved.
Do we have another selection? Right here. Number 844. Let us stand. Time to stand a little bit. Let us stand and sing this song. And all stand up for Jesus.
Today, the Lord is down to me and my heart. I'd like to thank the Lord this afternoon for peace that He gives us in the world to not take life. You know, my sister called me up the other day and it's about back in December. We had to put my mom into an old folks home because she was getting worse and worse and she cannot take care of herself anymore. And my sister called me up the other day and she said to me, my mom had just got out of the hospital and went back to the home, and she called me to tell me. And my sister told me that the doctor told her that my mom has anywhere from 6 months to a year to live. And you know, if I did not have the Lord this afternoon and had that peace that He gives us, and if I did not have Him, I could probably tell you what state I would be in. You know, these days things come our way. Sometimes we cannot carry the load. And this one time I just had to get down on my knees and give this thing over to the Lord. And as you say, my mom is not on the Lord. I tried to talk to her. And she just seems to shift. As if she does not want anything to do with it. So I asked this church here and other churches to pray for my mom because now, as my sister told me, she could go anytime. And I said, I want to say to them that we can just take our burden to the Lord.
Were you able to hear that in the back? Did you hear? And Brother Marlon is saying that his mother does not know the Lord. She seems to be very antagonistic toward him. The doctor has given her 6 months to a year to live. He's requesting that we pray for her. So let us pray for Brother Marlon's mother. It's not for the Lord.
It's beginning to rain, rain, rain. Hear the voice of the Father saying, whosoever will come drink of the water. I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. Every thirsty
827.
My sheep, oh my Lord.
Thank you for listening to this message. We trust that it has been a blessing to you. If you would like additional sermons or a catalog, please visit our website at effortofministries.org. Call us toll-free at 855-557-7902 or write to us at Effort of Ministries, 400 West Main Street, Suite 1, Effort of Pennsylvania, 17522. You are welcome to copy this message for free distribution. This ministry is supported by your donations. May the Lord Jesus bless you.